Who the absolute fuck are you and what is your vision? That is my question to you. Like, who the fuck are you? When you strip everything back, when you strip your identity back, everything back to the core of who the fuck you are, who are you and what is your vision? This is inspired, like, I record voice notes for myself. I literally chat to myself all the time. I have so many voice notes of me talking to myself. Because it's like how I transmute energy. It's how I like clear energy. It's how I alchemize and transmute energy. And one of the things I've been saying today is around vision. And I seem to have a thing about recording voice notes when I'm like, when it's Sunday and I just literally, I stay in my PJs on a Sunday. If like I don't need to get dressed or go out, then I don't fucking do that. What is your vision? Like, I am such a massive fucking visionary, huge, huge visionary. I have not met anybody who has been able to hold my vision. I've worked with mentors, with coaches who've poo-pooed my ideas, who've told me to tone down my ideas and my vision. Because it wasn't realistic. Who gives a fuck about realism? Like, we live in a simulation. We live in a reality that we create. We are the creators. We are God consciousness incarnated in human form. This is our fucking realm. Your world, your life is your fucking realm. So who the fuck are you? What is your vision? What are you going to create? Like, why the fuck are you here? Those are my questions to you. Like, I have not met anybody, like I said, mentors, coaches, whatever, friends, whatever, who's been able to hold my level of vision. I don't even share my level of vision with anyone anymore because no fucker can hold it. No fucker can hold the frequency of my vision. It's too out there. It's too beyond. It's too seemingly impossible. Nothing's fucking impossible. Only the limitations of our mind. Like that is my question to you. What is your vision? Who are you? What are you going to go after that is going to change the world, that is going to impact the world by you being you, by you being fully fucking you? Like those are the questions I ask myself every fucking day. Who are we? Who am I? What is my vision? How can my vision impact the world? How can my vision impact society? How can I impact humanity? How can I impact the earth? Those are the things I ask myself. That's the kind of thing that my vision brings to life. And that's my question to you. Like, who the fuck are you? Like, what did you come here to do? What game of consciousness are you here to play? How does you playing that game of consciousness impact the fucking world? How? Because we're not here for fucking shits and giggles, are we? We're here to do something. We're here to be something. We're here to create something in the world. So how does you being you, and I mean fully fucking you, how does you being you impact the world? How does you being you change the world? How does you being you create such powerful transformational impact in the world that it creates this tsunami effect of change in other people's lives? The thing I've gone back and forth with so much in my life is around my own identity. I've not owned it. I've hidden from it. I've shied away from it. I've had fear around it. I've like had shame around it and all this other kind of fucking bullshit. Because in the past, I wasn't willing to own the full spectrum of who I am. And yet that is who I am. I am eccentric. I am quirky as fuck. I am like, I live in other dimensions. I create from other dimensions. I channel from other dimensions. I am a highly ascended being. I'm a fucking ascended master. Like, I'm all of those, an earth angel, ascended master. Like, I literally live in higher frequency consciousness. And so when I bring my vision to other people, like, they can't understand it. They're not like ready for it. I've been had it poo-pooed by other people, been told by people that I've paid money to, mentors, coaches, to help me with my business, who've poo-pooed my ideas, like told me that like I need to tone it down or rein it in or be more fucking realistic. I'm like, fuck you. Like, what is the point of being realistic if it doesn't get you to where your dreams are? Dreams aren't made in a realistic society. Dreams are not made through realism. Dreams are made by living in the beyond. Dreams are made by accessing the beyond and living from a place of impossibility. Dreams are made when you make the impossible possible. Dreams are made when you make the impossible possible. Because who's to say that you can't do that? What, some fucker on the other side of the earth or the other side of a, like, you know, mobile phone screen who says, oh, you can't do that? Fuck off. Like, anything is possible. Anything is fucking possible because we are the creators of our realm. We are the creators of our realm and we get to manifest how we want to manifest. Whatever your dream is, whatever your vision is, whatever you desire to create that impacts the world in such a powerful fucking way, that's there for the fucking taking. That's there for you to run with. That's there for you to create with. That's there for you to live by. Because whatever it is that you see in your mind, that you see in your dreams, you feel in your body, in your heart, in your soul, in the deepest possible parts of yourself, and you feel it so fucking deeply, it's because you're meant to live that. It's because you're meant to go after that. It's because you're meant to create that. Like, don't let, like, party fucking poopers poo-poo on your idea. I like the word poo. Don't let party poopers poo-poo on your ideas and poo-poo on your vision and tell you to tone it down or rein it in or be more fucking realistic. Realism is where dreams go to die. Realism is where dreams go to die. Dreams are what create our reality. Dreams are what bring our vision to life, not the other way around. It's by living in the dream state, by creating from the dream state, by pulling from our dream state, that we get to create a life that we actually want to fucking live. And let no fucker ever tell you that your vision is too big, that your vision is too out there, that your vision is too fucking weird or non-realistic or nonsensical. Who gives a fuck what these boring bastards want to say? As you can tell, I'm very fucking passionate about this. Like, who cares? If somebody tells you that your dream is too much or that your vision is too much or your desires are too much, they are somebody who has switched off from their dreams, their desires. They might be very successful business people, mind you, and they might be like still creating in their business. But let me tell you, they ain't fucking happy. They're still chasing something. But whilst living from a state of realism. Like, we are the creators. We are God consciousness itself having a human fucking experience right now. We get to create whatever the fuck we want to create. We get to create our vision. We get to make our vision possible. We get to go after whatever it is that we desire because our desires are from our higher self, from our future self. They show us what we've already created. Whatever you desire exists right now because it already fucking exists in some other timeline, some other reality, some other parallel dimension or whatever. It already exists. So you're not like coming from a place of like delusion or whatever, even though we should come from a place of delusion because the more delusional we are, the more we get to create our reality as we want it to be, instead of being some boring, sad little fucker who just like goes off to let their dreams die. Our delusions, our delusional vision allows us to live in the space of our higher frequency consciousness of what we've already created in another timeline, in another parallel reality, in another parallel lifetime. We've already fucking created that shit, which is why it is a vision. Which is why it is a desire, which is why we feel it so fucking deeply within us. Because we've already done that. We've already created that. We've already felt what it feels like to have that. And we desire it now. So don't let anyone poo-poo on your ideas or poo-poo on your vision or anything like that, because they're just coming from a place of realism and that shit does not work. If you're here to go bigger in your life, you're here with some kind of soul purpose, some kind of soul mission, whatever you what fuck you want to call it, there is a desire in you right now, a vision in you right now that desires to create something so out there, so different, so monumentally paradoxical, but it blows the fucking minds of everyone else around you. Go after that, listen to that, tune yourself into that kind of frequency, because that is what you're meant to do.